Today's gospel begins with 10 men suffering from leprosy, terrible disease. But the gospel ends by showing that what 9 of them really suffer from is ingratitude. Their real suffering isn't leprosy, their real suffering is ingratitude. And when Jesus says to the one, "Your faith has saved you," it's important that we understand what it saved him from. All of them were healed from leprosy. His faith saved them from ingratitude. Which is the real curse. It's important that we understand that ingratitude is about a blindness. It's not about I don't have things to be grateful for. It's about I'm blind to them. To be saved from ingratitude is to have blinders taken off. And perhaps we can grow in gratitude by doing what these lepers, what Jesus asked these lepers to do. They cried out to him, "Have pity on us." He said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." You go show yourselves to the priest. They were supposed to, the reason a leper would show himself to the priest is because he had been cleansed. But they hadn't been cleansed yet. So they said, "Have pity on us. Go show your," and he says, "Go show yourselves to the priest," but they're not cleansed yet. They still haven't experienced what he's done for them. They still don't see it. But he's saying, "Go and show yourself to the priest because you're cleansed, even though you don't see it yet." And on the way, they were cleansed. What I'm getting at is to grow in gratitude and to overcome the curse of ingratitude, very often we have to be willing to thank God for things we haven't even experienced, for blessings we're not even aware of yet, and not just limit our gratitude to what is obvious to us. Let us pray for that grace today, everyone. And every moment today, let us keep in the top of our mind that God is doing everything he can for us at every moment today. Let us have that guide our hearts and hold up praise to our Lord.